You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 09, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Maryland Department of Juvenile Services, DJS, has implemented significant changes to its handling of young people in the justice system, effective July 3rd. These changes focus on electronic ankle monitoring, requiring automatic detention for young people who commit another crime while wearing a monitor until their next court hearing. This policy aims to increase accountability while also providing support and interventions for youth. The law now includes more serious offenses, such as crimes involving handguns, severe animal cruelty, and certain sex offenses. Young offenders committing a felony will also require automatic GPS monitoring. The new DJS policies have sparked debate, with some advocating for stricter rules and others concerned about their impact on Black and brown youth, fearing increased incarceration rates. The case of a 13-year-old with 18 felony charges while on an ankle monitor exemplifies these concerns. Jason Johnson, a former Baltimore City Police Deputy Commissioner, argues that juvenile detention facilities are necessary, labeling the 13-year-old's case a poster child for detention. Conversely, civil rights advocates like Matt Parsons from the Baltimore Action Legal Team argue that these policies reinforce existing racial injustices. They contend that the presumption of innocence is compromised, as young people are detained until their court date regardless of guilt. Critics assert that the policies hinder healthy development and contribute to the adultification of Black youth, leading to harsher punishments. Iman Freeman, executive director at the Baltimore Action Legal Team, questions the effectiveness of these policies in promoting youth well-being. She highlights a historical pattern of treating Black youth as criminals, which can result in increased surveillance and harsher penalties. Electronic ankle monitoring is designed to track a person's location and ensure compliance with supervision rules, serving as an alternative to detention. The technology uses GPS or radio signals to relay location data to a monitoring center, which alerts officials of any violations. The Juvenile Detention Alternative Initiative, JDAI, seeks to reduce youth detention numbers, promoting electronic monitoring as a means to supervise youth in less restrictive environments. Despite its intended benefits, there have been noted failures in monitoring youth on ankle monitors. A detention-eligible offense refers to specific crimes that automatically qualify a young person for detention until their next court hearing. Pretrial detentions increased by 17% last year, often for misdemeanor charges that were later dismissed. This raises concerns about the presumption of innocence, as young people are held based on accusations rather than judicial findings. Only 14% of pretrial detentions were due to a child being deemed too dangerous to release, indicating many detentions lack a basis in risk assessment. Credible messengers are individuals with personal experience in the justice system who mentor and support at-risk youth. Their role is crucial in diversion programs, helping steer young people away from criminal activity and connecting them with resources. Community-based alternatives to detention and diversion programs are essential for supporting youth outside traditional institutions. The JDAI emphasizes rehabilitation and community-based solutions, aligning with the work of credible messengers. A broader system of interventions includes programs addressing root causes of behavior, promoting accountability without solely relying on detention. These interventions can encompass mental health counseling, educational support, job training, and restorative justice practices. The aim is to help young people develop positive behaviors and successfully reintegrate into their communities. Concerns about racial harm and the adultification of Black youth highlight significant disparities within juvenile justice policies. However, there is limited data on how new policies, such as automatic detention, affect racial disparities in detention rates and outcomes. This lack of evidence complicates the evaluation of these policies' impacts on communities. Debates continue regarding the effectiveness of stricter juvenile justice policies, with little data to support claims of reduced crime or improved outcomes. The number of young people in detention has risen, despite stable case numbers, raising questions about the effectiveness of increased detention. Copyright African Elements.